Not so good news. Mining sector has been bleeding a lot of jobs, and it seems more and more will be lost on in the mining sector, given that Sibanye Gold announcing that it will shed close to around more than 4,000 jobs. Rather, Peter Major, mining expert and director of mining at Modern Corporate Solutions, joining us for this particular conversation. Peter, just last week, you and I had a conversation about a landmark wage deal in the mining sector, saving a lot of jobs, but also bringing stability a week later, showing just the volatility of the sector, some jobs could be lost.
Unfortunately, it looks that way. And there's not many people much sadder than I am, especially when it's our gold sector, which is what made South Africa so famous. And we still have close to half the world's known gold. But what we have to realize, even though we've got very mature unions, we've got very experienced management, and we don't seem to have hardly any of the labor difficulties we knew before, it's been a hard, long road. And there's been very little capital put into these gold mines in literally two decades. And we hear the term harvest. That's what's happened, is the mining companies, especially the gold companies, have been harvesting what they've got, which means they're pretty much gutting out whatever's available and possible, but they're not sinking new shafts. They're not building new levels. That takes a long-term vision. That takes long-term confidence. You think a shaft, it's 8 to 10 years. It's billions. And there's not the confidence in the country anymore. There's not policy that's conducive to that. So the fact that we have a record gold price, record gold price, and we're still getting these layoffs, it just shows how old and fragile these mining companies are.
I was about to say, Peter, that somebody that's looking at the JSE and, you know, looking at the spot price of gold would have said, hey, hang on, I'm sure there could be something done here to save these jobs. But, of course, metal prices have also suffered last year, which is a big knock for Sibanye Stillwater.
You know, mining is a long-term, highly capital-intensive business. And there's very little return for the first 5 to 10 years. So you need huge confidence to sink these shafts and build these enormous mines, to spend billions and billions of years. You need a huge confidence. And unfortunately, our government has done the opposite. They've chased away foreign investment. You can't build a mine without foreign investment. And you need confidence to spend money on CapEx. And it's just not happening. And there's still a lot of gold in our ground. You know, we should have had another 100 years. And these aren't mines closing down, but it's divisions of old mines. So the fact that 4,000 men are being laid off from Kloof and Beatrix, I don't know what that is percentage-wise, but I don't think it's 15% of the total workforce. So it's unprofitable divisions that have to be closed, and you try and transfer them in where you can. To run an off-profitable part of the mine means you're throwing away money that could be used in a better area of the mine. And everybody wants to extend the life of the mine as much as they can under this gold price. So rather than lose money on one part of the mine, you close that and you're making profits on the other parts that you can reinvest and at least get another 5 years or another 10 years, hopefully. You're juggling a lot here, but it's sad to see this under the great gold price we have.
As government looking at the mining sector and the volatility that we've seen, at least over the past year in terms of prices, but also these job losses that these companies are forced to get into, what policies are you putting in place to make sure that going forward into the future of mining, some of these jobs can be sustained?
That is an excellent question that we should all be asking government. You know, government are the caretakers of our resources. They should be designing and implementing policies that exploit our resources, that don't chase away foreign investment, that don't force mines to stop spending CapEx. And I know I've been critical of the unions for a long time. They were asking unrealistic wage increases, literally for two decades in a row. And they had violent strikes that cost the companies money. And that's all come to being now. You know, all those negative actions for 20 years have resulted and just a handful of very old mines. We don't have new gold mines. So So all those resources we have in the ground are just going to lay there forever now. They will never be exploited. But government could still do a turnaround in policy. They could go to the mining companies, say, tell us how we can alter our policy to make you invest more, to make you take some of the money that you're spending offshore and put it into mines here. At least have roundtable discussions, because we're endowed with these huge gold resources, but you've got to make it attractive for people to spend money to get them out.
Thank you very much, Peter Major, the mining expert and director of mining at Morden Corporate Solutions. Do apologize for that sound, but got the crux of it. Sibanye-Stillwater announcing another round of retrenchment talks for its South African gold operations, which could affect more than 4,000 employees and contractors.